We have the message this we can all celebrate this. Here's Reverend Stang the other day commenting on his show last Sunday. He says to his friends and colleagues, we had the most
frustrating show.
Well, hangers-on.
Okay.
You know, liquors. We had the most frustrating show night ever this time. But we finally ascertained that it is definitely fucked and that we are not going crazy or more deaf. A horrible noise comes and goes anytime the phone lines are put on the air. Doesn't matter who is calling or which line. All on-air phone is totally fucked. That's capital letters. Dr. Sinister, who is on, who has the show right after us, spent half an hour ranting about how utterly fucked it is over the noise that accompanies the all callers, and now only two callers can be on at a time. Then Stang says, I haven't been listening to the other talk shows, but they must be going nuts too. This problem has been intermittent for 5 years, Dr. Sinister says, but lately it's become constant and intolerable. Dave, let's Lonesome Dave, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, and his bride, Princess Wei, and I are most sad about this. And no, you can't hold a speakerphone up to the mic. You can, but the caller won't be able to hear anyone else for shit. So, fuckity, fuck, fuck, and fuck-a-doodle-doo. So he's very pissed off, and we want to thank
him. Yeah.
Hey, Ion, do you think there's mice have been eating through the telephone wires?
No, but we would certainly suspect a bit of non-physical.
Non-physical mice.
Don't fuck with Bob and Carolyn is what we say. You know what Stang's been doing?
No, Bob says that until he wants to fuck, and then he wants, please fuck with Bob and Carolyn.
But Reverend Stang has been gloating over the Matthew issue. He takes Matthew's side.
Ion
got pissed.
He fired himself. Like,
I know, Stang,
does
Stang
that
doesn't.
Unless it's like the
oh my God,
thing.
I gotta mute you. You go on.
Oh my God, we've gotta mute Bob. We've gotta mute Bob. Karen, reach over and get the button. Mute Bob. That thing. Oh my God, we've got to mute Bob.
Ion, you step away from Bob.
Get that dick out of my fucking ass.
Yeah. You've gone too far, Ion.
Get out of my yoni.
Yogurt.
I said yoni.
Yogurt.
Okay. So the point is Stang's been celebrating us, so Ion could not take it anymore, so he went over and zapped their phones, and this will continue until Stang repents and realizes that Dr. Dean is the side he should be on, and that he should maybe try the drops for his aging colonoscopies.